Good morning, Chad Moyer with you. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets. And Roy had an opportunity to visit with you during Husker Harvest Days here this week, and you told us you were going to give a presentation. What were some of the things that you talked to producers about while you were out in Grand Island?
Well, this was a rare occasion when I got to do the presentation after the government crop report. Normally it comes a day or so before, so anything I say is obsolete by the time you hear it. But, we talked about, basically the crop report didn't have a lot of big surprises in it, but there's no question but what there's a huge crop out there. Maybe one of the interesting things is that the projected carryover for this coming year worldwide in corn is up quite a bit. It's up about 5 or 6%. Mm-hmm. In soybeans, it's going to be down about 10 or 12%. And we see that fundamental playing out in the markets, where like yesterday we had corn down quite a bit, and the soybeans pretty much held together, almost unchanged. So we've still got a pretty friendly scenario for soybeans, but not so much for corn and wheat.
And you were saying that before we went on the air here, that you were kind of surprised that beans have held up as well as they have here over the last week or 10 days.
I really am. There's a very strong seasonal tendency, and I went back to 20 years of soybean futures markets, and in the 20 years between the 10th of September, which is the September crop report, and the 3rd of October, three of those years the low was in September. Four of those years it was in November. The other 13 years we had a harvest low in October. Mm-hmm. So there's a very strong tendency for the soybean market to go down from the 10th of September to the 3rd of October. This year so far we're higher than we were on the 10th of September. So to me, that's a positive indicator. I'm not going to say that the soybean market's going to jump right up and go higher, but, if we can avoid going lower, that'll be a big plus.
That's kind of what we saw, what you said, the jump higher. We saw that earlier this week, and you and I have been talking about having a marketing plan. If you have some orders in, if you will, or you have your marketing plan in place and things like that happen, well, you might have some grain priced right now, huh?
Well, you would. That's one of the reasons I like to set a price target and put the order in, because, frankly, I was not aware that was going on until after the market had closed, and I come back to my office and look at the screen, and hey, there we got soybeans 58 higher or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was. I'm not sure the exact number.
52 anyway, but yeah.
Okay, 52
same
higher,
point.
And corn was 28 higher, and certainly a sale that day would have looked real good right now in the corn market. Now, in the bean market, it's so-so, but we don't win every one.
Yeah, but that would have definitely helped had we had a marketing plan put together. And I think what led to that spike up was discussion of frost. And you kind of have a perspective on whether that frost is a good or a bad thing, huh?
Well, I read some things on the Internet that indicated that some of the areas where they're anticipating a frost, the beans are mature enough, it's not going to hurt the bean itself, and it might make them easier to harvest. Now, I say might because, there's a lot of things go into making that up. But another thing, a principle that I've learned over the years, and that is that if they're predicting a frost, and it even if it frosts, the market usually goes down after the frost event, because once something has happened, there's no longer risk of it happening. And mm-hmm. So we could see beans up 50 cents, we get a frost, they turn and go back down 50 cents. I mean, that wouldn't be unheard of at all. And so we kind of need to keep these things in mind. And if we haven't got enough beans sold and we're going to take some to the elevator at harvest time anyway, this any time in this general time period and any in this general price range, it would be a good sale.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about a strategy and, kind of how if we want to let's put the scenario, we want to store our beans. We've got storage on the farm. What's the strategy that we're looking at this time of year?
Well, one of two things. The first one would be, if you want to sell them relatively early, watch for the dead cat bounce. The dead cat bounce normally starts again on around the 3rd of October, but it could be any time during the month of October. And look for at the cash market, a dollar a bushel is sort of the top end of the expected range. I think this year we can expect that and be reasonably comfortable with it, and then sell them. And it might be the middle of November, might be the middle of December. Pretty good odds, especially this year with the tight supply and demand situation we've got, that beans will go ahead and rally on into the spring. If you've got them in your own bin and you don't need the cash flow, holding till around the 1st of April or somewhere, you know, 1st of April to the 1st of May has about 60 to 70% odds of achieving a better price than selling off the combine.
All right. Is it any different for corn?
Well, for corn it is a little different because there's no well-established long-term trend with corn futures. Now, what we've got going in the corn that we don't in the beans, and that is that the July contract is about 32 cents higher than the December contract. So if you look at that spread in the futures price plus, let's just say the cash bid right now is 40 under the board, good chance by spring it'll be 20 under. So you take the 20 cents that you make on the cash market or on the basis market and 30 cents that you make on the futures market, and there's 50 cents a bushel. And so that's been a real good strategy and probably still will be. The other strategy is simply to hold the corn unpriced and sell it in April or May when we get, you know, when we get that rally.
Very good. For producers that want more information from you, there are several ways to do that.
Roy at soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Hey, Soy, Roy, appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, an update on the markets here on a Friday morning at KTIC.